News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump is campaigning in Iowa today on the third anniversary of the U.S. Capitol riot. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
3 years ago, Donald Trump was in the White House fighting to overturn the 2020 election results. Today, he's holding two campaign rallies in Iowa in his bid to win back the White House. Trump has not ignored the events of January 6, 2021. In fact, he has described those imprisoned for overrunning the Capitol building as great patriots, and at some campaign rallies has played a recording of the Star-Spangled Banner sung by jailed rioters. Greg Clugston, the White House.
At a campaign rally in Sioux Center, Iowa, former President Trump said last night his supporters can validate the polls that show him leading by turning out to vote.
By delivering a massive victory in Iowa, you'll send a thundering message to crooked Joe Biden. He's a crooked man. He's an incompetent crooked man.
Former Senator Jim Talent says building a border wall would be a big step toward ending a steady flow of illegals across the U.S. southern border.
It will begin to turn off the demand signal. It's a signal to these people who are coming here that they're not just going to be able to get in. And, you know, the magnet has always been the huge problem.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Federal officials have cleared the way for Florida to begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any states use the approach and follows years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups alike, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. The politics of the issue have shifted in recent years, with both President Biden and former President Trump supporting importing medications to help lower costs. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And this is SRN News. A United Nations official is concerned about transgenderism in the U.S. Here's a report from Michael Harrington.
Reem Al-Salam is a U.N. expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptists form a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that has reliably voted Republican in recent elections. It's widely expected they'll also line up behind former President Trump this November. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried hard to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their Christian faith. They included South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former Vice President Mike Pence. This is SRN News. Communist China's political intimidation could be reaching right into the United States.
The FBI in Houston is warning that people with connections to China who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party may become targets for harassment. The agency is warning Chinese citizens, naturalized U.S. citizens, and families of dissidents who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party to be aware.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Hawaii's governor and Maui's county's mayor are welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui.
They want the economic boost tourists will bring, but some residents are struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. One server at a Lahaina restaurant was so worn out by customer questions about the fire, she quit 5 weeks after going back to work.
That's Jeremy House reporting. More from SRNNews.com.